And John, I'm really excited to talk to John McLaughlin, because this guy, if you took out all of the hijinks from the election, this guy had the map right.
Mm-hmm.
He called it the way it was going to be. John, are you there?
I'm here, Kevin, and I'm great. It's great to be with you, John, Lydia, and I guess it's flattering, but it's tough when you lose a close election. And it's interesting. I think I was on John Katz's radio show in October, and we could get in trouble for this because they said the Democrats were going to try to steal the election because of the what they were doing with the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes. So we said that back in early October, before the election actually occurred.
How are people feeling about everything right now? Have you polled that at all?
We have, and you know what's interesting is the polls, as Kevin was saying, the polls really diverge based on those polls that have Democrat, liberal biases, the ones that said the election was going to be a blowaway last year, are back doing the same kind of things. And the polls that actually model after the actual turnout on election day, it was 36% Republican to 37% Democrat, according to the media exit polls from people that actually voted. And we had an exit poll about the same thing. And if you look at those polls, they think, you know, 4 to 10 voters say the country's in the right direction, but 6 out of 10 say the wrong track. Biden's job approval in the Rasmussen reports today is 49%, not as high as the 60, et cetera, that you'd see in the polls that either have too many liberals or too many Democrats. And so the media, like Rasmussen today, they had a poll where they said most voters don't trust the political news. It was 53 to 33, and 54 to 27 said they helped Biden try to pass his agenda. And you're seeing that, you know, every day in the media. So our polls reflect the same thing, because about the time he got sworn in, Biden had about a 60% favorable rating, but then now he's dropped closer to 50, and he's hovering about 50%, depending upon how many illegal immigrants come into the country that night on the border. Then when he gets bad news, he drops below 50. So if there is negative coverage of him, it is lowering his numbers,
which is not going to happen very often. But John, let me ask you about this. Georgia voting reforms, this has obsessed everybody, because you had the corporations, you know, boycotting, you had Major League Baseball totally embarrass itself and move to a state that has tighter voting restrictions. And then you had former President Trump come out today and say, those Georgia voting reforms, fooey on them, they're not tough enough. How is that debate being perceived right now?
Well, we have a long history of polling in Georgia. They often said, "How do you know Georgia?" I said, "I'm from the South, the South Bronx."
Well,
I said,
"You're from the
South Bronx." Like where Lydia went to school, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, when I polled there for Governor Deal, who was the governor between 2010 and 2018, I polled there for President Trump when we won in 2016, and when I said it was going to be a close race. And I polled there after Election Day, and the crazy thing was, after Election Day, when we did a post-election poll to check out the January 5th runoff, the drop boxes, the Secretary of State could not tell us how many people voted in the drop boxes that Zuckerberg paid for, that Obama's campaign manager, David Plouffe, set up, where his people were running them, not government employees. And they had no chain of custody for the ballots. So you drop your ballots off in a drop box. Who knows who picked it up when they dropped it off to the Secretary of State's office? There were rumors that they were, you know, taking them back to safe houses and putting in the Biden ones and taking out the Trump ones. But there were no records of these things. And you could ballot harvest with multiple, you know, ballots that who knows where they came from. And the governor now and the legislature have tried to clean this up because it was embarrassing. So, you know, and by the way, Major League Baseball, huge mistake on their part. I mean, there's going to be such a backlash. It's going to affect their ratings. Here they are. They took $100 million away from tourism money, revenue that would mainly benefit Metro Atlanta that happens to be majority African-American. And you would think they wanted to honor Hank Aaron, and all of a sudden they're insulting them because – the law, what they're going to do is they just want you to verify that you are who you are when you put an absentee ballot. So they have a driver's license, any government ID, you put in your last 4 digits of the Social Security number. They just want to have signature verification. They already have voter ID, and they still give you 78 days before an election to apply for an absentee. There's a standard form. the drop boxes now, they've moved to, they have to be inside a government building in every county, because there were only 300 drop boxes in metro Atlanta, mostly, in the last election. And a lot of Republican counties out of the 159 counties in Georgia did not have drop boxes. But now they'll be in a government building, they'll be supervised, there'll be counts, so there can't be any games being played. And as far as the hours are going and the early voting, it hasn't changed. And this is all partisan politics. And when you mix, it's a huge mistake to mix sports and partisan politics.
It's more like a philosophical reasons why this is happening. If Georgia wasn't red, if this wasn't a Republican back law, I don't think any of this would be happening. John Katsimatidis, you're a businessman from what I'm hearing.
And you know what I would do?
Yes.
I would say,
that's what I'm asking.
First of all, you take a deep breath. And you say, let me poll all the people that would go to the stadium that day and see how they feel.
And then I also want to ask you, what about the fact that we're not – I just saw before the White House press secretary said they're not looking to boycott the Olympics in China. And hello, what's going on in China? Don't you feel like this is so hypocritical?
It's like we talked about a few days ago, every 3 weeks is a new agenda.
Yeah, and I tell you what's terrible about that. The president of the United States, President Biden, called on a boycott by Major League Baseball and other corporations of an American state. I mean, this is – he's punishing the citizens of Georgia, calling for corporations because he wants a partisan Democrat agenda where their real goal is to pass the Corrupt Politicians Act that Pelosi –
And then the other Democrats led by the Abrams, who wanted to be governor, and said – oh, they shouldn't take away the All-Star game.
Right. Stacey Abrams is totally against it. I think Keisha Bottoms, right? She's against it too, the mayor of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you know what?
If you're running for mayor or for governor in Georgia, you've just been handed a massive gift to run against them, because you can say that it was their forces that aligned to hurt the African-American families in Atlanta. And you can run that ad 5,000 times a day between now and Election Day. John, it's really a massive mistake, is it not?
Yes. And over the years, I've polled for Congressman Doug Collins down there. And people want him to run for the U.S. Senate. And he said, look what happened. They voted in Senator Warnock, and Senator Warnock could not affect the U.S. Senate, could not affect Major League Baseball, could not stop Joe Biden from calling for a boycott to punish the citizens of Georgia. And that's just wrong, because they want an honest election. It was embarrassing last November. They want honest elections. So it's still a very liberal law. You still have 3 weeks to vote early, and you still
Trump's
have
still unhappy hours. About it. He still doesn't like it.
It's too soft.
But it's better than it
Look,
was.
I don't care if they give you a month, as long as it's controlled and it's an honest election.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want two other things too. I want a cutoff time to be firm, and I want them to count the absentees first. And then you do the day ofs after that.
Absolutely. And, I mean, who doesn't want a free election? To make sure we know who won.
But if you count the absentees last, you just don't know how many are coming.
The joke was you put it on hold for 24 hours and you go look for some more.
You got to see how many in-person votes came.
I don't know what the truth is. I don't, you know, Frank Morano will be talking about it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's true.
You'll be listening
with "Who Killed Kennedy?"
The Episode of Midnight
and the aliens.
Yep, the aliens.
Well,
are coming.
I tell you what, they did change the law, so you do have to count the absentees first. And once you start counting, you have to keep counting. You can't pause. And that's why Florida came out right. North Carolina came out right. Because they count the absentees first, and it's by law.
Ohio came out right. Florida, a lot of states that should have been much closer came out exactly right ahead of time because they had that in place.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that's in the new law. That Major League Baseball and these other corporations are complaining.
Did you see the letter Senator Marco Rubio sent out to the Commissioner of Baseball?
Yes, and even better was the letter that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday by former Commissioner Faye Vincent, criticizing this as a mistake. It is a big mistake anytime you mix partisan politics with professional sports or any other kind of entertainment. It's like you're dividing half the country when you do that. And this is just purely partisan politics.
50% of the people are going to stop drinking Coca-Cola in Georgia. Well, John, thank you so much for coming on today, and we ought to have you more often. You liven up the crowd here.
Thank you for the opportunity, and you bring out the best in people, John. Thank you.